Good morning. We are continuing our conversation of Tachanun, Nefilas Apayim, after the Shemona Esrei during Shachrish. And yesterday we saw the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, that the Nefilas Apayim, when we say Tachanun and we bow, we lean on our arm, we lean to the side, that is said sitting specifically and not standing. Accordingly, we have two questions today that relate to that psak of the Shulchan Aruch, that we sit for Nefilas Apayim, we don't stand for Nefilas Apayim. Question number one is as follows. If somebody is saying Tachanun, but without Nefilas Apayim, is not going to be leaning down to say the Tachanun, when would that be? So this is a discussion we'll Amir Tzah Hashem have in the future. But if somebody is saying Tachanun by himself, if there's no Sefer Torah, so the person is saying, for example, he's davening at home, then there is no Nefilas Apayim. He simply says the Tachanun, but without bowing. In that situation, do we say that still the individual should be seated? The Shulchan Aruch says Nefilas Apayim is a Miushav. So that is specifically when he is leaning, doing the Nefilas Apayim, or is it also when he's simply saying Tachanun, even in the absence of the Nefilas Apayim? So to answer that question, the Eliyahu Rabbah says as follows. When you say Tachanun without the Nefilas Apayim, for example, somebody davening at home, Biyachidus, Rashai Me'umad is permitted to say the Tachanun while standing. And he says the same thing applies if you are davening, you have finished your Shemona Esrei, you're ready to say Tachanun, and somebody else is davening right in back of you, so you can't move, you're stuck there because you're not allowed to sit in the area of somebody who's saying Shemona Esrei. You are also not allowed to walk in front of somebody who's saying the Shemona Esrei. Accordingly, that would be a situation as well that you can say the Tachanun standing up. So that's the psak of the Eliyahu Rabbah. Indeed, when you're not doing the Nefilas Apayim, you do not have to sit. You can stand up for the Tachanun. On the other hand, the Kaf HaChaim cites this Eliyahu Rabbah and disagrees and says as follows, De'ein lechalek bazeh, we don't distinguish whether the person is actually doing the Nefilas Apayim, is going to be bowing down, kneeling to say the Tachanun or not. He says as follows, Dekevan Dadato Laomra Bederach Techina, because we are saying the Tachanun in a form of supplication, that's Derech Techina, we are supplicating ourselves, accordingly it has to be said seated, even if the person is not doing the Nefilas Apayim. So there we have it, it's a machlokes between the Eliyahu Rabbah on the one hand, who says that you can stand if you're not doing the Nefilas Apayim, and the Kaf HaChaim, who says if you're not doing the Nefilas Apayim, then you still have to sit. Our next question is, how about the Chazan? We said everyone should be seated in the minyan, not standing, but how about the Chazan? Is the Chazan different? So in fact, the Tshuvas HaRivash was asked the following question, the Shliach Tzibur, that he does everything standing. He does throughout. He's standing for the whole davening, so why should he suddenly sit down for Nefilas Apayim? So the Rivash answers very interestingly. He says the concept of the Shliach Tzibur standing, that is specifically for when he is saying things out loud in order to be motzi people who don't know the tefillah. He is saying tefillahs on behalf of people, including the Chazarat HaShas, the repetition of the Shemona Esrei, that may be a Davar Shekdusha that you have to stand for in any case, but anything that you're being motzi somebody from, you're being the Shaliach Tzibur for people, that should be said standing. However, for items that you say to yourself quietly, parts of the davening, you're saying quietly and you're not being motzi anyone, he says, because it's not part of the chova of the tefillah, it's your personal tefillah, that you can say seated. You don't have to stand up for that. We don't have to be matriach. We don't have to encumber, be burdensome upon the Shliach Tzibur to stand. He is permitted to sit. So accordingly, the Rivash seems to be saying that the Chazan can sit. He doesn't have to stand. But we do know that the Hanaga, based on this, is indeed, that was the question that was asked to the Rivash. That is why the Shliach Tzibur does sit, because there's no obligation for him to be standing. He's not being motzi anyone. So the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah maybe even goes a little bit farther, saying that the Chazan has to sit. He says, because the Rivash didn't say he has to sit. He says that's the minhag. They do sit. There's no obligation to stand. So the Rambam says as follows, V'achar shiyashlim kol ha-tefillah, after the Chazan finishes all the tefillah, he finishes the repetition of the Shemona Esrei, yeshev yipol alpanav, he sits down and he does Nefilas Apayim. So we see there as well that the Rambam is saying that indeed, the Shaliach Tzibur does sit for the Tachanun for the Nefilas Apayim. So the Orach HaShulchan lived about 100 years ago, a contemporary of the Mishnah Berurah, the great Posek. He brings this Rambam that says that Tachanun is said specifically, even for the Chazan, seated, not standing. But nonetheless, he adds on as follows, very interesting, to Ein Chena Minag Etzlenu. That is not the Minag by us, says the Orach HaShulchan. Ein Chena Minag Etzlenu, Tashelich Sibor Mate Al Sido Me'ubar. He says, Ein Chena Minag Etzlenu, but rather, that's not our Minag like the Rambam, but rather the Shelich Sibor turns on his side while standing by the Amud. So he continues standing where he's davening as the Chazan. He says the Nefilas Apayim while standing. That is the Orach HaShulchan. So that's a psak of the Orach HaShulchan saying that he should do that. He's simply saying that that was their minhag at his time, that the Chazan indeed used to say the Nefilas Apayim while standing at the Amud. Have a wonderful day.